Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, a talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyle is our medicine. More than anything, I had a guy tell me the other day, he goes, man, I'm old, I'm 50. You're not old. You know, the studies are telling us now that the aging process has changed dramatically. I mean, we are now seeing people in the whole aging piece where really, you know, we always joke about it, but really 50 is becoming a new 30 or 35. We are definitely slowing down the aging process, and our abilities and mobility is getting better. I saw a huge sign the other day, and it was promoted by a really famous hospital that I have a lot of respect for. And the billboard said 70 is the new 40. And there's a lot of truth to that. With the advances that we're having now in healthcare, it really is changing. So your mind plays a huge role in this. So I want to say that to tell you this, is that there's so much in store for your life. You know, you were designed with a great purpose. And because you hit certain points in your life, I would not let age determine what that is. Because whatever the subconscious mind, whatever you tell it, it's like a computer. So it doesn't have any relevance of time. It only goes by what you tell it. And it never shuts down. Even while you're sleeping, it's been shown that the subconscious mind is still at work. And so it controls so much in the body. And if you say you're old, if you say you're worn out, if you say you're too tired, if you say you're just going to always be overweight, or you'll always have diabetes, or you have blood pressure because grandma and grandpa had it, and so you must be, you know, it must be in the family line, so you're going to have it. If you tell yourself things over and over and over again, guess what? Your body will make it happen. Mind-body medicine is more powerful than we ever thought imaginable. So I want to tell you this, to set a new standard for yourself. Set a new standard in the way that you think. I truly believe there's a whole area and field that I study a lot called health psychology. And it's a new division of the American Psychological Association. And it's kind of a field in medicine that has been pioneered for a while, but I really think it has a strong piece to all of us. Because the way we think determines the way we live. And for years we've known that in medicine, but we've never really been able to tie the two together. We've been so busy repairing the body that we don't really get down and say, okay, what can be on the preventative side to get us into a place where we can have a higher level of health? And let me tell you something. When you feel better, life is better. When you have good health, you can move, you can feel better, you can laugh, you can be with others, and be at a higher level for yourself. And that is a real key. That's why our health is so important. You lose your health. Let me tell you something. You lose some money, you can get it back. All right, you go through a bankruptcy, yeah, it's tough, I get it, but you can build and rebuild. But you lose your health, and you lose one of the most valuable assets that any of us could have. And that's an area that we here in our company, we want to help you build. And we want to help you build it strong and build it well so you can thrive and have the kind of life that you deserve, for the freedom you deserve. Why? Because you do deserve that. And we want to see you live that way. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. We're taking your calls here on the show just like always. Now, we've got some new things coming up, too, here on the show. By the way, you can go to the website. Check that out. We've got some new things coming up, though, that I'm really excited about. We'll be doing Facebook Live broadcast during the day, and we'll be showing that. in our posting. So make sure to join us on our Facebook page, and then we'll be letting you know through emails and whatnot when we're going to be broadcasting. I'll let you know here, too. But we're going to create a Facebook Live piece that you'll be able to connect with us, because some people can't listen at night all the time for the show, or they can't listen during the daytime when it's broadcast. So we're going to have a special edition set up for you. And then, of course, our podcasts have been doing really, really well. If you want to download those, you can do that. Just check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and all that. If you go to the website, everything is there. It's all detailed out for you. All right, let's jump on the phones and talk to Joel. Hi, Joel. Welcome to the show.
It's been about 2 weeks, but I got up one morning, and I was bouncing off the walls. Head was spinning, and now it took about 3 or 4 days for it to go away, but I'm still dealing with it. I have no idea. All I do is go to a nurse practitioner.
Well, Joel, here's the deal. If you kind of feel like you're bouncing off the walls, one thing you've got to look at is two things, really. You want to look at all the different neurotransmitters. These are the different brain chemicals that we have. The neurotransmitters and brain chemicals are vital, and they really set the stage. And what I mean by that is they really determine how well the brain functions. They also determine energy levels in the body. They affect, and they can play a role with cortisol levels, which have to do with the adrenal glands. But these different neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin, acetylcholine, GABA, a lot of the different brain meds that tend to manage when somebody feels like they're bouncing off the walls or depressed or stressed, whatever, those different brain chemicals can be regulated with nutrition. They can be regulated with so much, and there's testing that can be done that we do in our coaching systems. There's testing that can be done to really figure out what those levels are and then what kind of game plan, nutritionally or lifestyle-based, that you can follow. But you want to learn what that is. Now, I would go to your primary care doctor, have them take a look, make sure they can rule things out and get a good idea of a baseline of what might be happening. But if they throw their hands up and they say, you know what, you look great, basics are good here, then you want to start looking a little bit deeper. And that's where the neurotransmitter testing, the brain chemical testing, can really get in and get into some details that can be great. Now, the other thing is whole bouncing off the wall concept. I was talking about the adrenals. There's testing for that, too. And I would get your cortisol levels checked and see what the rhythm of that is, see what the pattern is over a period of time. And you can easily get that testing done and figure out what those numbers are. But the whole pattern of just kind of bouncing off the wall and having that high level of energy, or it dropping and having the mind racing, that can easily be corrected. But you've got to figure out first what the root cause is, because there's so many different variables to it. But once you do, I mean, there's a lot you can do, even naturally, you know, more with a lifestyle base to it. That can help. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. We're here for you each and every day. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, you don't have to stay there. So one of the big keys you have to focus in on is understanding that your lifestyle, your choices you make every single day, the food you eat, air you breathe, water you drink, exercise you get or don't get, rest that you allow and stress that you manage, relationships that you keep in your life. See, these are all things that we decide. These are all choices that we make every single day. So no one else can do that for you. You do that every single day. And that's what I say. We're all some collective of these choices that we make. And it's just all about making the right choices. That's the key. Rheumatoid arthritis is a huge topic. Matter of fact, arthritis is a big topic. And there's a big difference between rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. So I want to get into that in just a minute, because there's a big discrepancy on that. I mean, what kind of drugs can help? What kind of, you know, all that is super important. So I want to get into the difference between rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis, but also what kind of natural options there are to really support the body in something like this. We'll do that in just a moment. 888-283-7272.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InChaseNetwork.com.
Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, make an appointment right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. We had an email come in. Cynthia from Spokane, Washington writes, I've been struggling with hot flashes. I'm only 39 years young. What in the world should I do? Well, Cynthia, it all depends. Several things can cause hot flashes. Could you be going into early menopause? It's a possibility, but very unlikely. You probably could have your estrogens could be out of balance. And there's three main estrogens. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And a lot of times only one of those gets checked if there are any hormones checked by most physicians. So it's good to have all three checked along with your progesterone. And I would have testosterone checked. Get all those done by blood test by your primary care physician. Let them look at the numbers and see what's going on. That is one of the primary issues a lot of times when you're having hot flashes. Now there's another one what you can need to look at is blood sugar related issues. So if you're headed toward diabetes, a lot of times it can mimic hot flashes that are similar to menopause. So that's something you want to look into as well. So their blood sugar, they can check your glucose levels on blood test, and then also your hemoglobin A1C. That shows more of the long-term blood sugar over the last 3 months or so and how well it's been doing. You want to make sure you keep that A1C. That's kind of the marker they're using nowadays. You want to keep that under 6.0 for sure to stay away from that pre-diabetes range, but I would get that checked out. Now, in the meantime, there is a good overall balancer for women's estrogen that's just phenomenal, and it works very well. It's called Black Cohosh. Been used for many, many years and works very well with women, especially as they get into their late 30s, early 40s when they're experiencing these types of symptoms. So I encourage you to look into that. Your health food store should carry it. The show that's empowering your health. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give us a call, 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joseph. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Back in 2005 in December, while I was...
Hey, Joseph.
Yes, sir.
If you could speak up a little bit, just okay. Put your mouth closer to the phone. That'd be
there
great.
We go. I have a cheap
phone.
There you
phone.
Go. Sorry, doctor.
That's all right.
The doctor fixed the phone right off. Now, back in 2005, December, I was poisoned by carbon monoxide. And I knew I was being poisoned for a long time because I had a gas meter that the company gave me. And when I got poisoned the worst, the meter was reading extremely high amounts, 195 to 587 parts per million. And then, you know, of course, I started feeling real sick. And then after I'd gone to the hospital and they give me oxygen, and I started feeling better, and I was okay for a while, and then about three or four weeks later, I just started feeling real sick and real tired all the time. My ears were ringing real bad. I had been sick like with colds and flu for a long time during the period of time I was being poisoned, at least for about 2 or 3 months, and it was a continuous illness. And it's one thing after another, just like colds, flus, upper respiratory infections. I had sores all over my body. My hair was falling out of my head by the hands full. The sores wouldn't go away. They wouldn't heal. They kept multiplying, actually. And so anyway, I ended up seeing my doctor, and I blacked out in front of him during an examination. And he said, well, you know, that's not good, and you can't go back to work like that. And since I'd been diagnosed so many times during the course of a month and a half at an emergency room with the carbon monoxide, dioxide poisoning. I just figured maybe if I'm just out for a while and they just, you know, figure out just exactly what's wrong with me, I'll be okay and I can go back. But sure. I just never got better. I just kept being sick. And right. finally, I'm going to the hospital now for the past 2 years because I've been out of work for over 3.5 years now, and I've had night sweats and sudden sweats and periods where my seems like my just my hands and my feet are ice cold, and then my right and hand and foot will warm up, and then my left hand and foot will warm up, and then I'll be okay, and then sometimes I'll just be pushing a cart in a shopping mall or whatever, going to the store, and then all of a sudden I almost black out. I get extremely busy. My ears ring constantly, both of them, high, low. It's like painting a crystal glass, and then all of a sudden it reaches a crescendo, but it just keeps going, never stops, and clicking noises and popping noises. And aside from all that, you know, I started blacking out when I was going driving, and I don't drive anymore. I had common sense enough to stop, but the fact is I started blacking out at stop signs and almost passing out behind the wheel in traffic, and you know, and it just started happening walking down the street, you know, here, there, and everywhere, and or my body just jerking and uncontrollably and biting my tongue all night long and can't sleep. I've had insomnia for the past 3.5+ years. So now since I've been going to the hospital, besides the carbon monoxide poisoning, they're telling me I've got spina bifida coda. I've got, I know I have 2 herniated discs in my neck from an accident over 17.5 years ago, and I have osteoarthritis and Meniere's disease, and they put me on a low-salt diet because I have elevated blood pressure, and absent-mindedness and all these other things just keep going on and on. It's like some kind of, I hit the roulette wheel of nightmare symptoms after this carbon monoxide poisoning.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So what I've done recently, and that after the low-salt diet started, that my stomach, because I had acid reflux, I'm taking a lot of pain medication with these other diseases and everything, and the Neurontin 300 milligrams are giving me is helping control the seizures. I haven't had any blackouts since that period of time, and it's controlling a lot of these other ones. So the
blackouts have pretty much stopped, right?
Yeah, the seizures stopped. It's just that the sweats, the ringing in my ears, the absent-mindedness, and just being tired all the time has pretty much gone on. So what I did was I started to I used some of your advice because I was having a few problems. So I started taking some supplements. And
I'll tell you what, hang tight for just a second. We're going into a commercial break. When we come out, we'll talk about all these issues from carbon monoxide poisoning. Now it's throwing you into a kind of a tailspin with a lot of different symptoms, from, you know, insomnia to Meniere's disease and just all kinds of issues. Let's talk about how to get out of where you are. We come out of this commercial break. Hang tight. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272, 888-283-7272.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden delivered an update on the situation in Afghanistan on Tuesday afternoon, warning that an offshoot of ISIS poses a threat to Americans in the country. The president also said that the U.S. is on pace to withdraw all forces by the August 31st deadline, but has asked the State Department and Pentagon to make contingency plans should an extension be necessary. The House voted to pass a $3.5 trillion budget resolution and advance a bipartisan infrastructure package already passed through the Senate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had made a compromise with some moderate members of her Democratic caucus who had threatened to withhold support for the larger spending package unless a vote on the infrastructure bill was held. Republicans have vowed to oppose a final vote on the $3.5 trillion measure that contains many of the priorities in President Biden's Build Back Better plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
More on our top story now as President Biden addressed the situation in Afghanistan in a Tuesday afternoon address from the White House, saying that the U.S. is on pace to finish evacuations by the previously established deadline of August 31st. Biden added that he's asked the State Department and Pentagon to make contingency plans should that timeline need to be adjusted. Congresswoman Liz Cheney says that sticking to that timeline is indefensible. The Wyoming Republican tells Fox News that the president's decision leaves the U.S. vulnerable.
It is an inexplicable and indefensible situation that President Biden has put us in. There's one message that the Taliban should be hearing from the United States of America, and that is, if you do not allow us right now to withdraw every person we need to get out, every American, every Afghan who helped us, you will face consequences that will be more severe than you can imagine. That's the message the Taliban should be hearing. Instead, we are in a situation where we've watched over the last week, you've had prisoner releases that include, for example, external operations teams that have been released. These are Al-Qaeda teams that are specifically focused on attacking the United States of America. So across the board, this decision that President Biden has made to withdraw from Afghanistan and the way that it's been implemented has really increased the threat to the United States and has put us at risk in ways that are hard to calculate, frankly, right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
This hour to talk about life and talk about health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can jump in and call 888-283-7272. Check in, get on the phone, and let's get well. 888-283-7272, or visit us online. Going into the break, talking with Joseph. Joseph's been going through several things. One of the biggest things is he got carbon monoxide poisoning, threw him into a tailspin. Now he's been struggling. His ears have been ringing, which can lead
linked to Meniere's disease, and also you got issues with insomnia, and you got issues with a herniated disc, osteoarthritis. And go into a little bit of where you are now. You're very tired, fatigued. And what are you looking to accomplish? You want to get out from where you are? You want to just have a better quality of life? Talk to me a little bit, Joseph.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is, and because I'm not the doctor, and the doctors they haven't finished with me because they're going through so much trying to cover everything. But can a tethered spinal cord cause seizures? Because they haven't told me why I was having the seizures. All I know is that the seizures have stopped since they've been giving me this medication. And insomnia, I mean, it's just like, man, I haven't, with the exception of just piling on the naproxen sodium with the Neurontin and eating bananas and chicken and drinking milk or ice cream or anything I can to try to induce some sleep. I hardly ever get any sleep, regular sleep, normal sleep. I've had sleep deprivation for over 3.5 years. It's driving me nuts. I'm tired all the time, and it's really worried about getting all the time.
You've had sleep issues for the last 3.5 years, but let me ask you, in the last 3.5 years outside of the poisoning, how long has it been since you've been off work? Is it the sleep issues began when the carbon monoxide poisoning happened?
Yes, they started.
Or was that before?
They started. I started having sleep issues just before the acute poisonings, where I was actually falling asleep on the job. I just thought I was sleeping on the, falling asleep from being overworked or anemia or something. But once they gave me the gas meter, and then I found out I was being poisoned, and the doctors kept telling me, "Go find another job," for crying out loud! You can't just keep coming in here. Then I realized something's happened to my body, and then I, after that, it was up to the doctors, and it's just been kind of a revolt. Revolving door situation with the doctors ever since. I know when there's a side effect from medication, but the problem is all these symptoms started before any medications.
Started.
Yes, right. The only thing was wrong with the herniated disc and the carpal tunnel in my left shoulder, and that wasn't going to cause seizures.
What kind of medication are you taking right now?
Neurontin 300 milligrams, 4 times a day, and okay. I'm taking naproxen sodium 220 milligrams twice a day.
Okay. All right. Let me run down kind of a list of things for you and what I think might be beneficial that can kind of aid in what you're going through. I think that, once you've had carbon monoxide poisoning, the thing is, can the residual effect of that be, lingering? It can. And what I recommend that you do, if you haven't already done so, is to even though it's been some time, is to do some oral chelation. Because a lot of times some of the gases can stay trapped in the fatty tissues and the adipose tissue within the body. And it's good to have some oral chelation that will help pull that out of the body. It's important to do that in cleansing on a regular basis. And, of course, your lymphatic system, which is the body's natural detoxification center, it will help eliminate a lot of this, but it's always good to do almost like a cleanse, but it's an oral chelation. And, IV chelation would have been good right after the poisoning, but you're so far removed from that now, I think oral chelation can be a benefit to you. And chlorella is a really good oral chelating agent. It's all natural, and it just helps the body reduce toxins. The other thing is, now, when you haven't slept in that long period of time, there's several things that can be going on. And remember, in natural medicine, we look at the body three different ways. We look at it mentally, chemically, and structurally. There's three main components to the body. It's called the health triangle, and that makes you look at all three primary areas. So just because you're not sleeping doesn't mean it's a direct effect of carbon monoxide poisoning. There could be something else building up in the body, such as neurotransmitters, which are the brain chemicals that aren't firing the way they need to, and that typically is what affects sleep. And any anti-seizure medication or any medication that they're giving you in regards to that, they play around with neurotransmitters. Matter of fact, most medicines do that. And there's noradrenaline and there is acetylcholine. All of these, if they're manipulated, they can literally change different processes in your body. If you get those balanced, it can cause the body to work very, very well. So there's a couple things. When you don't sleep, typically it has to do with two primary neurotransmitters. Well, three actually, but two primary, one secondary. The two primary would be serotonin and then also acetylcholine. Those are the two primaries. Then GABA, which is an inhibitory brain chemical, it is one that has to do with anxiety, and it can also cause seizures. And so there's a couple things you'll want to look into. Now, the best thing to do is to ease into this. If they haven't pinpointed exactly which neurotransmitter is off, I would ask them to run some blood tests to see on that. And also, in the meantime, it's never harmful to the body to play around with taking phosphatidylcholine because it's completely natural. It's a base of lecithin, which is very, very, and it's completely natural, but it'll help support acetylcholine levels. And the best time to take that is at night before bed, about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams. And if you're not sleeping very well, it can be an incredible sleep aid. Now, if you were suffering with depression, which it doesn't sound like you are, it would be leaning more toward the serotonin side of things. But usually acetylcholine is the one, it's the culprit. If you just can't go to sleep, you can't stay asleep. Now, of course, medication can be good for a short period of time. You just don't want to do it for the long run. But the phosphatidylcholine can make a big, big difference. The other list of issues that you have, even from the carpal tunnel and the little neuropathies that you have going on, those are from the structural side of the health triangle, the bones, muscles, and the nerves. And chemical things can affect that. But I would encourage you to go to someone that's more of a specialist in the structural side of things. And that would be either an osteopathic physician, which is a DO, or a chiropractic physician, which is a DC. Both of them are incredible at working on the neurological side of things. If there's any type of nerve irritation or inflammation that could be going on causing the, you know, things like carpal tunnel. And let me tell you, most carpal tunnel issues originate in the neck, the base of the neck. That's where the nerve root starts, goes all the way down through the shoulder, the arms, all the way down through the palm of the hand, and that's what causes that many, many times. Herniated disc, same thing, same doctor. You'd want to see either one of those specialties. They can help tremendously with what you're going through. Without osteoarthritis, probably low vitamin D. Most people carry enough calcium. I would get a blood test to check on your vitamin D levels. Make sure your vitamin D running between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Now, Meniere's disease is a whole different animal. Even though you've had that poisoning of carbon monoxide, Meniere's disease typically can be a result of food allergies within the body that cause issues with the ringing in the ears. And one can be a manganese deficiency where you can take around 100 milligrams a day of manganese. That can be helpful. Just follow those instructions on the bottle. You can get that at any health food store. Ionic manganese is the best, though. It's a liquid, and it's much better than tablets. But then also a wheat allergy, which basically just wheat products, from breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, things like that. All of those can be major issues causing, and really issues within the right ear, and the manganese would be more in the left ear. And the fatigue and that sort of thing is definitely coming from the fact you're not sleeping. I would start there. The adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands, those are, you know, when they get tired, when they get worn out, the things you eat every single day are going to be the things that help create the good new healthy cells. Make sure to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. You are what you eat. That is the foundation. Regardless of all the things that I've laid before you, what you eat every single day is going to determine the foundational basis of what your health is going to bring. And don't forget to add in a tablespoon of cod liver oil for the omega-3 fatty acids that your body desperately needs every single day. We don't get those in many of our foods at all. Thanks for the call, Joseph. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give us a call. We had an email come in. Sandra from Jacksonville, Florida, has been struggling with fibromyalgia. It was diagnosed 2 years ago under a lot of stress, just gone through a divorce. What do you think it could be? Well, fibromyalgia typically roots itself in mental-related stressors. So if you go through an emotional stress, divorce, lose a child, loss of a job, whatever, that's when you see a lot of people get thrown into that constant tissue pain, connective tissue pain of fibromyalgia, that achiness all over, and doctors tend to diagnose that fairly regularly. So I want to encourage you to do this. Managing stress is going to be a real key for fibromyalgia. Fasting one day a week so the digestive system can clear itself out is really big. Anytime you have inflammation throughout the body, so with arthritis, you get inflammation in the joint. Fibromyalgia is a generalized inflammation around the body. Get started on what you eat. You have to increase your levels of vitamin B5 5, which is pantothenic acid. That is a huge help and increase your omega-3 fatty acids. I would get your vitamin D levels checked as well. Make sure they're between 70 and 90 on a blood test. But the, eating the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that is going to be a place to start, because until you remove inflammation from the digestive tract, you can't remove inflammation throughout the body.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call. Here for you each and every day. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. We can help you. And if you need me to answer in private, of course, we can do that as well. Happy to. So much going on with our company. Our television shows every single day. We want to get you to listen to that, catch that, watch that. It's all a great piece to be able to help you go to the next level with your health and your life. Let's get over to Wanda on the phones. Hi, Wanda.
My husband has gone to the doctor. He's retaining fluid. The doctor says he needs fluid drained off his abdomen. He needs a liver biopsy. He is an alcoholic, and I just don't know what to expect.
Well, here's the thing, okay? He's already got... I know you're worried about him. I can hear that, okay? And I understand. When somebody has an addiction and they're stuck in a behavior, whatever that is, okay? If they're stuck in that, then he's got to get to a place where he can overcome it, okay? And he has to want this. So even though we're dealing with fluid that can be dangerous somewhat to the body, he has to want, because the liver itself is not going to get better unless he stops. You understand that, right? So it's one of those deals where it'll continue to decline unless he's willing to step it up. So he has to really jump in and make a difference in that realm. So I would encourage you to make sure, just to see if he is in a place where he can get some help. If it takes counseling, if it takes support groups, if it takes whatever to get him into a place where he's willing to get better, to not be stuck where he is. I mean, all that really matters. And that's one of the big keys that you have to look at for him. Is seeing if he wants to get into that place. Because if not, it'll just be a spiral. It'll be just the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. It'll be continuing, and it'll be all the time. So you got to get him to a place where he's ready to get out of that place and really begin to thrive again and do well. So that's a big key. Got to focus. Got to get him focused. Got to get him to a place where he can do well and not be stuck where he is, because it's tough. That's not easy. Where the place he's in is not easy, and the place he's in is challenging, to say the least. So you got to get him to a place where he can really do well. And I'll tell you, having a physician on board, whether it's your family doctor or maybe an addiction specialist, it'll be helpful. But he's got to understand where he is with his health too. Okay, that makes a big difference. He's got to understand the level that his health is in and where it's headed. Because if he doesn't understand that, then that's going to be a whole situation by itself. Got to understand that. Okay,
and we'll help any way we can. If you want to, we have nutritional type areas that he can look into to get inflammation down in the body. But it's going to take some radical help. He needs physical one-on-one help with someone to really get to that place he needs to, really. Because the fluid in the liver, all that is, I have to tell you this, it's almost secondary. Because all that's going to continue. Those are just symptoms and byproducts of poor choices. His lifestyle is what's ruining his own health. And I know you love him, and I know that's why you're calling. But until that root gets taken care of, that's why I'm a huge firm believer. I think medicine, all we're doing for the most part, is playing catch up. I really do. I think if we can get to you and your lifestyle choices every single day and modify that, I think you can unravel most health challenges that we face today, all the way from diabetes, heart disease, the whole nine yards. I think we can knock out most of it. If I can get your lifestyle under control, if I can get you making good choices, if I can get you going in the right direction, then all this other stuff is just, I mean, again, it's not tough. Medicine manages, and it manages in an amazing way. I'm telling you, it's some of the best I've ever seen. Our school systems, training systems are absolutely amazing. But I think we need to spend more time getting to people on the front end to modify their choices every day. That is the absolute key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Jana. Hi, Jana.
Yes, hi. A very dear person to me was diagnosed with HER2-positive breast cancer, stage 3. And I was wondering what you would suggest for that.
All right, it's a tough one, okay? But the biggest thing is that is diet. Diet's going to play a big role in lifestyle choices. So exercise, I would say, hands down, is going to be a big piece of this. And really, 6 days a week is something that you want to start with. 15 minutes a day minimum, start out. Well, I'll say 12. 12 minutes a day minimum, 6 days a week, is going to be your starting point, and it needs to be at a moderate intensity level. I always say if you're late for a flight or late for a meeting and you're walking, that's the pace you want to be at. It can't be a lollygag, and it can't be walking your dog, okay, either one of those. Get out, get moving, get your body moving, get used to moving every single day. Your body was designed to move. And then eating habits, all right, getting fats up, healthy fats, up to about 30% of your overall diet calories, knowing what the calories need to be, and then there's all kinds of different build up for the nutrition, but you need to get blood work done to find out what the nutritional deficiencies are to lay the groundwork to know what the body needs and what it doesn't. Then you can build a great game plan for overall success and get the body where it needs to go. All right. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.